The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is August 1st, 2014, and this is Presidential Release number 430. We have a number of items to talk about today. But I do want to start off with remembering some Federationists who have passed away in the last little while. Lynn Majewski, who was the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Delaware for about 4 years, up until very recently, she passed away on Saturday, July 19th. And Lynn was a member of the Federation since the 1980s. And she was one of our affiliate presidents until recently, so please keep her family in your thoughts and prayers. John G. Perret, who is the father of John Perret Jr., who works here at our national office, recently passed away. John G. Perret served in the U.S. Navy from 1944 to 1946, and was very active in the post-war time period in Tokyo Bay, making sure that the bay was safe for U.S. vessels to come in. So a military veteran who gave service to this country, but also someone who believed very strongly in the work of the National Federation of the Blind, in our legislative efforts to protect the rights and expand the rights of blind people, certainly in the work of his own son, who works here and is an active member of the National Federation of the Blind. And John G. Perret was also a significant financial contributor to the organization. So we want to remember him and the family of John Perret as well. Rose Sloan, who also works here at our national office, her grandmother, who she was very close to, recently passed away as well. While we want to acknowledge and remember those in the Federation who have recently passed, we also have been celebrating a lot of joyous victories over the last month for the National Federation of the Blind. Last week, I was at the White House for the President's signing of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act to represent the work of the National Federation of the Blind, this important bill which we were instrumental in getting language introduced into to make sure that young people with disabilities would not continue to be tracked into sub-minimum wage employments. And so we got to celebrate that success in the last week, and we should also remember and celebrate Congressman George Miller, who was instrumental in helping to make sure that our point of view on sub-minimum wage employment and the effort to reduce sub-minimum wage employment was acknowledged and brought to the table and incorporated into the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. We also have been doing a lot of work on the Hill to promote the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. The Senate passed that out of committee, and they're expected to vote on it potentially later this fall. And I posted a blog post about the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act and some of the things that we need to do going forward, especially making sure that we eliminate the 14C provision that permits subminimum wages to be paid to people with disabilities, as well as making sure that the government adopts regulations under the Americans with Disabilities Act that acknowledge the internet as a place of public accommodation. You will remember that that's an issue that we discussed at the National Convention, and we did participate in meetings at the White House to celebrate the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and we brought these issues up. And the administration has heard our concerns, and we expect some action on some of those items that they can take action on. So we had a great week, a great month celebrating the progress of the National Federation of the Blind. Our work does continue, though. Earlier this week, on July 29, the National Federation of the Blind, along with Heidi Veens, a blind parent from Vermont, filed suit against Scribd. Scribd is an internet-based library of digital content. They have millions of titles that they make available to people, and their services are not accessible to people who are blind. And particularly, some of their content is useful to parents who want to do work with their children. It's a subscription service, and so we have filed suit to make sure that Scribd and other services like it continue to be accessible. So there is more work to be done in digital content, and we're working actively on it, even as we celebrate some of our recent successes. This summer, like many summers here at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, we have hosted summer interns. And this summer, we've had four interns working to build the Federation. So I wanted to introduce for a few words to let you know what they've been doing and how they've been building the Federation. Here are the 2014 summer interns.
My name's Catherine Jacobson, and I'm from St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I'm Sarah Patnell, and I'm from Virginia.
I'm Justin Salisbury, and I'm from Wellington, Connecticut, Greenville, North Carolina, Ruston, Louisiana, and Madison, Wisconsin.
And I am Javier Sotomayor, and I am from Puerto Rico.
As interns with the Jernigan Institute, we have had the opportunity to work with many different departments in our national headquarters.
We worked with the Advocacy and Policy Department, helping push our legislative efforts.
We worked with the Access Technology Teams, Operations Staff, and Education Department, helping them to grow the Federation.
We also had the opportunity to do some group projects as well.
One consisted of a video in which kids expressed their opinions about fair wages.
Kids have a way of being pure and honest in how they articulate and look at the world, and they often haven't been subject to a lot of the limitations that we often learn as we grow up. We interviewed a whole bunch of kids and made a video out of their responses to inform the public about the issue of fair wages.
So we need your help, fellow Federationists, to spread this video far and wide.
Another good project consists of developing a legislative tool to help facilitate communications between our membership and our advocacy and policy team.
We also worked on individual projects. My project revolves around building a bridge between the NFB and the medical community, specifically sharing our philosophy with ophthalmologists through a revised and modernized letter titled If Your Best Efforts Fail. This letter is in the process of being sent to eye doctors around the country as well as the Federation, so you all can do the same.
I personally am assisting the legal department in developing a page on our national website.
I've realized that there are a lot of people in our movement who, for whatever reason, haven't had the opportunity to properly learn our pledge. So to make that easier for everyone, I've been developing these cards that will include our pledge in print and braille that we can distribute to chapters and affiliates so that members can have an easier time learning our pledge.
Finally, my personal project consists of a central repository in which we put every single Spanish document, whether it is translated or original, and that way members who are only Spanish speakers or who want to practice their Spanish can access those documents and read about the Federation. I also help develop more clear communications between the Spanish speakers and the national offices.
It's amazing to come to an environment where everyone is enthusiastic and passionate about our work.
Work that is fueled by love.
We would like to thank President Riccobono and Mr. Anil Lewis.
And our fellow Federationists for giving us this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you to the four of you for being here this year. It's been a real pleasure to have you here this summer and to watch you as you grow into the Federation, learn more about the inner workings of our organization, and reach out to members across the country and do your part to build the Federation. I'm certain you'll see these four young individuals around the Federation as leaders in the future. Scott White, who directs our NFB Newsline program, would like to share with you that we've recently added a number of publications to NFB Newsline. We've added two new magazines, Family Fun and Everyday with Rachel Ray. We've also added the Daily Beast, as well as the Daily Caller, to our list of breaking news publications. We now have a total of 10 breaking news publications and 43 magazines on the NFB Newsline system. We have also added some state publications recently. We've added the Norfolk Daily News out of Nebraska and the Roswell Daily Record from New Mexico. So our publications continue to expand in the NFB Newsline system. If you have questions or want to learn more about NFB Newsline, please call 1-866-504-7300 or send an email to nfbnewsline@nfb.org. As you know, we have the National Federation of the Blind STEM2U program. STEM2U is our newest science, technology, engineering, and math program in which 20 blind students in grades 3 to 6 and 10 blind students in grades 9 to 12 will work together and participate in one of three regional programs at local science museums. Natalie Shaheen, our Director of Education here, would like you to know that we have expanded the deadline for applications for the junior participants. Those are the students in grades 3 to 6. We need to encourage students in those grade categories to apply by August 15th is the new deadline. We still have a few slots available for students in each of our regional areas. The first regional programs will happen in Maryland, in Massachusetts, and Ohio. You don't have to be from those states to participate, though, so please get the word out quickly. Encourage blind students that you know in grades 3 through 6 to apply for the NFB STEM2U program, and we'll be hearing more about the success of that program in the coming months. If you want more information or have questions about the STEM2U, you can reach our education team by sending an email to STEM, that's STEM, at nfb.org, or dialing 410-659-9314, extension 2312. Anil Lewis, Executive Director of the NFB Jernigan Institute, wants you to remember that this fall we have the Bid for Equality coming up to help raise money for the National Federation of the Blind and for the operation of our programs through our Jernigan Institute. Michelle Chacon of Colorado is chairperson of the Bid for Equality Committee, and the auction will be taking place this year from Black Friday, that's the day right after Thanksgiving, through what we now call Giving Tuesday across the country, which is the Tuesday immediately following Thanksgiving. The Bid for Equality is our online auction to gain support for the National Federation of the Blind. We have packages being put together by affiliates, and there already are some interesting packages being developed, so we do need to work on that, but we want everybody getting the release to be prepared to put in their own bid and to also encourage others to bid. So if you have not yet registered on the system for the Bid for Equality, I want you to go to www.bidding, B-I-D-D-I-N-G, for good. That's F-O-R-G-O-O-D. So biddingforgood.com/bid-for-equality. biddingforgood.com/bid-for-equality. Register for the site, register for to get updates about the Bid for Equality so that you can be in the loop and help to promote that with friends and family and others that are in your social network. If you have questions about the online auction, you can send an email to bidforequality@nfb.org. As you well know, we're gearing up for our 75 days of action that will kick off on September 2nd, and I've been doing my part. I participated in the last month in the opening of a new chapter here in Maryland. I participated via conference call in celebrations of the Americans with Disabilities Act that our Cleveland chapter had, and I participated in other meetings. I recently had calls with all of our affiliate presidents talking about our 75 days of action coming up and what we need to do. And here to talk with you about that is one of our co-chairs of the 75 Days Committee, Kevin Worley of Colorado.
Let's go build a federation. Let's go build a federation. Let's go build a federation.
Thank you, President Rick Abono. Greetings, fellow federationists. In a 1980 presentation, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan observed that the presidential releases bind us together in a family of unity, in a common bond of shared information and experience. This, too, is what our chapters and divisions can do for us. The 75 Days of Action campaign is an opportunity for our dedicated members and leaders around the country to work over 75 days to build 75 new chapters and strengthen 75 existing chapters and divisions. It is a chance for us to identify new leaders. It is an opportunity for you to take ownership of this effort to grow and exhibit your leadership skills. The 75 Days of Action campaign will begin on September 2nd and run through November 16. November 16 begins the 75th year of the National Federation of the Blind. This is a time of transition, a time to celebrate our history and build our future. You can become a chapter builder. There are still spots available for hardworking federationists on our Committee of 75. Talk to your state president. We must make chapter building our personal priority this fall. You know why you come to the chapter meetings, why you are involved in the National Federation of the Blind. We can make this opportunity available to others in towns across your state. We can start or strengthen at large chapters and interest divisions. Jeannie Massey and I are co-chairing this campaign along with an extraordinary steering committee appointed by the national president. We want to hear from you. Email 75days@nfb.org. Our work together this fall must be real. It must be quantifiable, cataloged, and celebrated. It is not a contest. It is a quest to bring new people into our chapters and bring new chapters into our affiliates. This can be one of the most rewarding parts of our NFB service. Please make the 75 Days of Action a part of your chapter meeting discussions and planning. Even now, there are members all over the country planning to make chapter building their focus this fall. Perhaps your chapter could adopt a community which does not now have a chapter and bring a new chapter into our federation. It is vital that each affiliate identify financial resources to spend on chapter building. Of course, the amount will depend on what an affiliate can afford. President Rick Abono has urged us to make chapter building an investment in our future. Your 75 Days of Action campaign committee will provide training and mentoring and marketing materials throughout the campaign. So put together a team, identify a local place to have a meeting, print some flyers, call everyone and every agency you know and invite them to a chapter meeting. Order some pizza. Get some of our inspiring NFB literature into the hands of blind people and their families who have not yet come to realize that you can live the life you want. In his 1967 banquet address, the first president of the National Federation of the Blind, Dr. Tenbrook, said, "The blind have a right to live in the world. That right is as deep as human nature, as pervasive as the need for social existence, as ubiquitous as the human race, as invincible as the human spirit. As their souls are their own, so their destiny must be their own." Fellow Federationists, there are still too many blind people of all ages and backgrounds who do not yet know of these fundamental truths. We must reach them this fall. Let's go build the Federation.
Thank you very much, Kevin. The 75 Days of Action is really creating a lot of excitement around the Federation for doing our core work, spreading the word about the National Federation of the Blind and building our organization. So let's go out and let's do it and let's find new ways to build our organization. One of the ways that we can spread the word and stay plugged in these days is social media. And so I want to remind you, on behalf of our public relations team, to like the National Federation of the Blind on Facebook to make sure that you follow NFB_voice on Twitter, and that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, that's Nations Blind. During the 75 days of action, we'll be wanting to put together some new approaches to social media for the National Federation of the Blind, so please send your ideas about that. And I'm planning for us to hold our first National Federation of the Blind Twitter chat during that time. So a lot of exciting things coming up this fall with that program. The building here has been abuzz with activity, particularly in the last week. We've had the National Federation of the Blind Maryland Bell program here. They've been running around the building and reading Braille and laughing and having fun and learning that Braille is something that will help them live the life they want. And so to offer you some jokes on this presidential release are young people from our Maryland Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning program.
My name is Thomas Coles, and I am from Baltimore, Maryland. My joke is, will you remember me in a minute? Will you remember me in a second? Will you remember me in a year? Will you remember me in a month? Will you remember me in a decade? Knock, knock. You were supposed to say my name.
Hello, my name is Derek Day. I am from Franksburg, Maryland. My joke is, where do Eskimos keep their money? In a snowbank.
Hello, my name is Gordon, and I'm from Brunswick. And my joke is, I just invented the new seafood sandwich, the peanut butter and jellyfish.
My name is Sujan, and I'm from Glen Burnie, Maryland. My joke is, why can't hummingbirds hum? Because they don't know the words to the song.
Thank you to the four of you for those outstanding jokes. We are going into the fall convention season very soon. In the next week, I will be attending the first of the fall conventions, even though it's still summer, and that's South Carolina. I'm looking forward to that. We have a lot of work to do, a very busy fall. I hope everybody's having a great summer, and let's go out and build the Federation.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.